Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't even trip. We got you.
You know what it is, y'all. This is Don't Trip Podcast. You're on with your boys, David and Justice. Jay, what's up?
What's happening, everybody? What's happening, everybody?
Hey, man. And this is a podcast where we give advice. We got different segments. We got the advice segment from our supporters themselves. If you want to go send us some questions, go on Instagram. Send us some questions. We will try to get to them. We got simping or pimping, pickup lines. We got high questions that you can't answer. Answer the unanswerable. Those are some throwbacks. Those are some good ones, though. I will go back and listen to those. Really get your mental gears going. And then Don't Trip University, the newest segment where we are giving advice about what you might actually learn in school. We're trying to get y'all right, get y'all right in the classroom as well. All right, we got the call-ins, and we just got a whole lot of stuff, man. This is a podcast, so we got a whole lot of stuff, and we're trying to get y'all right. All right, so on today's segment, we got a couple questions for y'all. We might end with another one. Then we got some couple callers we're gonna hit, and then we got Don't Trip University, man. Don't Trip University.
Because I didn't have no breakfast, so.
You didn't have no breakfast? Bro, you always skipping breakfast. Why are you always skipping breakfast?
No breakfast, man. I was literally, before you text me, I was about to go get some food, and I was like, damn.
What was you going to get?
I was going to make me a chicken salad sandwich.
Man, a chicken salad sandwich?
Yeah, on a croissant with some goldfish, and I had some, I got some Kool-Aid, too. Goldfish.
Oh, yeah. You got the Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
You got the pouch, you make that joint from scratch?
Nah, we had the pouch for sure. Just add it to the water, put about 4 cups of sugar in that bit. Had that thing right, boy.
You said we added to the wood? Yeah. Okay. All right. So before we get into it, Jay, what's been going on in your life, bro? Tell me about the life of Justice, man.
Man, nothing been going on, bro. I just been hella bored because my girl's not here. So usually, you know, she usually go to the university down here, so. She usually be around here all the time, but now it's summer break, everybody's gone. Mm-hmm. That long distance for like the past month and a half. I know I'm being a baby, but like past month and a half, that shit been rough.
Hey man, I've been that long distance for 3 months at a time, maybe 6, man. It's not for the weak, bro. It's not for the weak.
I couldn't do it. See, that's your whole thing. I can only last this summer break, which is like a month and a half type of thing. I can only last that long. If that was a whole thing, couldn't be me.
It couldn't be you?
No.
You would never, I guess you don't have to.
I did it one time. Uh-huh. And it was like a complete waste of time, bro. Like, I'm not even going to cap.
I'm not going to cap teasing.
Yeah, because like I just spent so much time in the house by myself because like I felt like she's going to be mad if I did certain things or like she ain't really trust me that much. So I didn't really do that much. And I kind of just wasted. Yeah. I wasted like damn near a whole year just bullshitting in the crib.
Hey, man, we learn though. We live and we learn, man.
Yeah. All
right, fool. Let's get into this first question. You ready?
Yeah.
What does it mean if a girl says you make her nervous? Don't trip.
We got you. That's a good thing.
What you got? That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to use that to your advantage, no cap, too. Because if a girl says you make her nervous, every time you go up to her, the goal should be make her more nervous. Like, do something that makes her, like, you know, just, like, shaking in her boots a little bit. Not in a scary way,
yeah,
obviously.
Not no scary shit, but, like.
Yeah. Like just something slick, like. And then, like like we talked about, the look up and down real quick.
Yeah.
Just some sly, you feel me?
But, like, I feel like at a certain point, it's important to make her feel, like, comfortable, too. Like, because after a while, like that nervous shit, like that shit get old. It's like, girl, I've been around like you for a long time. You better loosen up.
Loosen up. I feel like, even in long relationships, at some point you could still make your partner like nervous. Like,
yeah,
you make them, you just catch them off guard with something like that. Or stuff like that, make them a little bit nervous. Yeah, but I think being nervous is definitely a good sign.
Yeah, that's how you keep it interesting. You got to keep them on their toes a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if they nervous, that's good. I mean, you already got them in the bag, so you can't really do much to like fuck it up. So just don't be like, don't do no weird shit, but like, don't be an asshole.
Hey man, because you know how like, so when girls like tell me I make them nervous or whatever, I'm going out my way to make them nervous, no cap to you. Like, I'm going, like, if I see you sitting at the thing, I'm finna like just chill back on the wall, just look at you for a second, yeah. And they're gonna be like, oh my gosh, like da 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 da. Like, but I feel like if you try to be too cool while trying to make someone nervous, you might look stupid. Like, imagine if you was trying to do something cool and you just like trip or fall or something like that. Yeah. Now you're not the cool guy. You're the goofball that tried to look cool.
But I feel like you can't really try to make her nervous because if you
try. What you mean?
Like, you can't try. Like, it's just something that it just happens naturally. Like, don't.
I think.
Like, if she nervous, like, it's not because something like you're doing. She just nervous because like you're talking to her in general type of thing.
That's facts.
Yeah.
No, because no, but I feel like a lot of girls get nervous from eye contact and how you look at them.
Okay, that's just being like shy though. That's not really being
no. They get it's not shy. It's like you could do this with somebody that you're like they're not shy, whatever. Like it's something. It's just the way you're looking at them. Like when girls are like, "Why are you looking at me like that?" But in a good way, they're like, "What? Like, are you like, were you trying to get busy or what? Like, is that the look that you're giving me?" Like they're nervous in that aspect. You feel me?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But like when you first meet a girl, it's not like there's like you don't know her, so it's like you don't know what's gonna make her nervous. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
true.
Like when you first meet a girl and she was like, "Oh, like, I was so nervous to talk to you." That's because she already has an opinion of who you are in her mind.
Yeah.
And so when you're talking to her, she's like, "Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit."
Oh, bro, shit. You ever been so nervous? You ever been nervous to talk to a girl and like you don't even know what you're saying?
No.
Bro, I literally was so nervous. I talked to this girl, went up to her, and I don't remember the conversation. I just know words came out of my mouth. It was literally just like,
yeah.
I don't know if it was a second instinct or whatever, but it was just like game, 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 game. And it was just like, someone was like, "How do you go and talk to girls like that?" I was like, "I'm not going to cap to you. I do not know what I said."
He blacks out.
Like, I couldn't remember the conversation. I don't even, honestly, sometimes I don't even remember names or like really important facts just because I was nervous. Yeah. In that moment, but I'm not finna show that I'm nervous. I'm literally just going to go instinctual and just talk.
Yeah, you just got to be confident. Like, but like, yeah, I feel exactly. Like me personally, when I get around girls, I'm a shy dude. Like I'm a really shy dude. Aww. So like I look the part, but when I get around girls, or when I used to get around girls, and like I really ain't like put on that game because I was just like, I don't really talk to people I don't know type of thing. So if you was like a random mm-hmm. girl, I'm not going up to you, "What's up, shorty?" Like blah 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 blah, like running hella game on you. I'm just sitting there like. Ooh. Just having a regular conversation. That's why. And I didn't really try. I just have a conversation. I go up and introduce myself. It's when you try is when you start getting nervous because you're like, "Oh, I got to make her feel some type of way." And then when you don't make her feel that way, then you're like, "Ah, oh, shit, I'm fucking up. Like, my game. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to have a conversation. That's all I would say.
I feel that. I think it's different when it's like a girl that you are gonna see all the time versus a girl that you need to actually spit game to. Like if you're walking on the street, you might never see shorty again. You definitely gotta holler at girl. Like it's gotta be like game for real. Like not even like bat, like full on game. Like I'm trying to get to know you, blah, 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 blah. Just be like, "Hey, I thought you was pretty. I want your number." Like if you're feeling me, you're feeling like that's where we're gonna go from here. But that's just like straight up game. But if it's someone you know or someone who's in your class, I feel like starting conversation is definitely better. Just be like, "Oh, like, how was your blah, blah, blah? Yeah. What was the answer you got for this?" Like starting like regular conversation with someone you see normally is definitely.
To be honest.
To get over your nerves.
To be honest, on a person I would never see again type of thing, or like just that occasional girl that I see and I'm like, "Oh, I want to go talk to" type of thing. Like what you're saying is how you got to spit like game. I wouldn't come at her with no slick shit, right? I would just come out with some chill shit like, "Oh, what's going on? My name is Justice. How you doing? Blah, blah, blah." Have a little conversation and then walk away.
Okay, but you have blue eyes.
And then walk away. Like, exactly. Exactly. No game required.
She might say something. She going to be like, "Oh, your eyes are so pretty. Oh my God, you have such beautiful eyes." And you just say, no game required.
You don't get no compliment back. You just be like, "Okay, thank you. Appreciate that."
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a conversation and then you leave. And then they go, it's a win for me when I'm like, "Yeah, they're going to remember me for sure."
Uh-huh. Okay. But yeah, but I feel like if you actually have game, like you have to have game for if we don't have blue eyes or you know the gist.
Yeah, I guess that's
like,
why
girls like that.
I don't have that game to me because I got the look. So I ain't need the game. I just have confidence.
Confidence is key. Confidence is key. But I feel like if you have a look plus game, that's unbeatable because even if they're not into you, they're gonna like, give you the chance to, like, there was this girl we was at He was with me, actually. We went to an apartment party, and she was sitting on the couch. And I don't know. I don't even think I'm her type physically, because I think she likes everything. Like, not just like tall, dark, and handsome type. But she was on the couch and she was just having a bad mood. Like, but she was fine. So I was like, all right, I need to talk to Shorty. Like, I'm not finna let this slide for real. I forget what party it was at. It was in Tucson. It was at somebody's birthday party. And we all just slid. We didn't even know the person, but I can't remember what it was.
We did that plenty of times.
Yeah, plenty of times. But I walked up to Shorty and then I sat down and she was just in a bad mood. She was arms crossed and everything. I was like, hey, what you so grumpy for? And she was like, oh, I'm just having a bad day, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, so I gotta go. Am I bothering you? She's like, no, the company's nice. And I was like, okay, well, I mean, I could teach your company like some other time too if you give me your number. And she was like, okay. I was like, okay, thank you. I left her alone after that. Like, you feel me? Yeah. You feel me? So it's just, you gotta, like, if the girl's not feeling you like that, you gotta think of something smooth. And that was more of like what I just said. I didn't know what came out of my mouth. It just came out.
Happy.
After she probably, like, it's kind of like it's like freestyle rapping. Like, give me a topic and I gotta go up that.
Just gotta flow on them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Next question is, do guys also get the ick? Don't trip.
We got you. Personally.
Yeah.
I would say it depends. Yeah.
Okay.
It depends on if he like actually likes her, like actually likes her. If he don't like her, then yeah, for sure. Like, she gonna do some
the
shit.
Ick?
Yeah, she gonna do some shit that he gonna be like, ugh.
I feel like the ick is definitely like a dip on a mechanism. Like, you only find an icks in someone you're not, like, you're trying to get out of, or you don't really want to try to pursue
for
something
sure,
like that.
For sure.
Cause like, I feel like especially guys, I don't know if girls do this too, but there's always an escape plan in your head, bro. Like, something you can pull out, whether it be something they do that you don't like or something they have done in the past that, like, you know happened, but you're like, let me save this one in case I need to start an argument or get out this relationship. Like, I'm gonna save this one. I, what you mean? Like, she's like, why are you mad at me? Be like, I just been holding this in, but I saw you messaging bro like a couple minutes ago. I'm really not trying to message you no more. Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that, you just hold in the back of your head.
But what about like what about the childish icks? Like, oh, she like chews with her mouth open.
That's not childish. That's disgusting.
That's not like a valid reason. You can't be like, yeah, I'm not fucking with you because you chew with your mouth open.
No cap then. Guys have icks, because I would literally be like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
How old are you? For real.
You gonna call her out?
I feel like
you gonna call her out?
Yeah, call her out. if it's someone I'm trying to be with, like, for real. Cause I feel like
I'm gonna make up some bullshit in that case. I'm gonna be like, you know what? Like, I don't think I'm ready to be in a relationship.
I don't think I'm ready for a relationship.
I put it on me. I'm not putting it on her. Like, if something like she does, then I'm like,
Ew,
then I'm putting it on me. Then I'm like, oh, I'm not ready, type of thing. Because gonna call them out on like something that I would think is a flaw. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like if it's an ick that I can get past, then I actually want to be with you. But I'm still gonna tell you about that ick. Be like, bro, you need to chew with your mouth. That's the part. If I'm trying to be with you, then I'll let you know. Right. If I'm not trying to be with you, I'm not going.
Yeah,
the ick can slide. Like, it's you're not finna be my wife type. But if it's an ick that like you don't brush your teeth after before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Like, then it's like, okay, like, maybe you bring that up if you're trying to be in a relationship, but you feel me?
Yeah, shit you could work on.
Yeah. You said stuff you could work on. All right. That's our first questions for the day. We're gonna get into these callers real quick, see how long that takes, depending on if we get to more questions or just straight to don't you.
Wait, I have a question for you. Have you ever like been talking to a girl and she did something and you were like, gotta cut it off?
Have I ever been talking to a girl, she did something, and I was like, I gotta cut it off? Yeah, I think so. I think maybe I was talking to a girl that wasn't black, and she said the N-word, and I was like, I'm not rocking with that. And then, what?
That was it. What the fuck?
But I'm not like, it's like I'm not finna hit no girl. Like, if it was a guy, I might have slapped you or do something like that. But if it's a girl, I'm not finna, girls, honestly, in my opinion, I'm not telling you to do nothing. I'm gonna say I'm not comfortable with that. That's it.
Yeah.
But I'm not finna take it no levels, because I'm not
finna get in trouble for nothing. Like yelling at a girl, oh, he's being mean to me. He was being abused. But I'm not, that's not me. I just told
you.
Yeah. But if it's a guy, we might have problems. No cap to you. But I think that was the only thing that like maybe was a, like it just said, I don't want to talk to that person anymore. Besides maybe like they are some physical stuff, like a bad kisser or something like that.
Yeah. Now there was one time, bro, like I was talking to a girl for a while and it was like real casual. And like, it was genuine. She liked me. I was kind of halfway there. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't really want a girlfriend at the time, but she was like playing with me. You feel me? And she was making me feel a certain type of way. But she was like, oh, my mom coming to town. She want to meet you and take you to dinner. And I was like, I don't like you like that. I don't want to meet your mom.
I know who you're talking about.
But like, I went to dinner with her.
I know who you're talking about.
I got my free dinner though. And then I did. But yeah, it was like too soon. I'm not trying to do all that.
Was this the one that cried? Ooh, oh Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Hey man, if you know us, ask us that story in person. Maybe we'll let you know because that joy was funny.
Yeah.
It was not funny, but it was funny.
I'm not too proud but now of that you, it, but
yeah.
Time, I mean, I was looking out for myself, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Talk your talk.
Yeah.
But now that I think about it, there was definitely, I just forgot, but there was a situation that I cut off a girl because of something she did. I think, it was a girl because she just like kept running her mouth. You feel me? Like, if not to me, just to like everybody, telling everybody we were talking, telling everybody everything we did. I'm like,
yeah,
is nothing sacred?
Right. Like, that's the worst. Like,
come on.
It's when they be trying to make it a public relationship. Like,
Exactly. Like, I'm not even there yet. Like, relax. And me personally, I'm a don't tell me what to do type dude. Like, if you tell me like, hey, can you help me out with this, please? I'll be like, yeah, for sure. Or hey, can you help me? Like a request? Cool. But if you say, like, hey, do this, I'm definitely not gonna do it. Like 100%. I'm not doing it. But like, so if girls are like, so we're dating now, or like when you finna ask me, or like telling me to do something,
yeah,
like that's
so when you gonna ask me to be your girlfriend? Whoa.
Exactly.
Whoever said I wanted
now,
that.
Now it's not my choice. That's you trying to put something in my head.
Right.
Cause girls put stuff in your head. I'm not gonna cap to you. Did I ever tell you about my ears piercing?
Nah, I don't think so.
Bro, so I was talking to my friend, my friend Jen. I told you about it before, the friend here. And she was talking about how guys are like easily manipulated by girls, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I ain't never been manipulated by no girl. And then she was like, are you sure? Like, usually we just say something like really subtle, like, and it's over like a long period of time. And then eventually it happens. And I was like, I was just doing this. And I was like, I realized I was playing with my ear. I was like, nah, I think about it. Because I didn't have my ears pierced till I was like 21, 22.
Yeah.
And I was talking to this girl and she would always be like, bring up earrings and be like, hey, you would look really good with earrings. Like you would look so fine. I'm like, yeah, I just never really wanted to get my ears pierced or something like that. And then like we was talking for a good, like maybe half a year or something like that. Yeah. And this was someone I tried so hard to bag. Like you probably know who it is. I tried so hard to bag your ears for her. Listen. I tried so hard to bag. Here, let me give you a hint. Right?
Yeah.
I tried to bag her like sophomore year. One of our friends knew her. She wasn't in the state. She is from where our college is. She's from that city. And
okay, I think I know who you're talking about.
Okay, cool. But so we stopped talking, right?
Yeah.
And then I don't know if it was like rebellious or something, but I was like, you know what? I kind of want to get my ears pierced.
Yeah.
And then I got my ears pierced. And it wasn't on bad terms. I sent her a picture. She's like, oh my God, like, you look so fun. I was like, yeah.
She was like, that's right.
So it was really good.
Yeah.
But maybe, dang. But then, yeah, Jen was like, wow, she manipulated you. I was like, it took time, but not cap to you. She definitely did.
For sure.
So
they're going to make you, do what they want eventually.
I'm telling you, they really is. Because just the small little things, the little details.
But that pussy got power.
But got power. All right, let's get these calls real quick. Hello? What's up?
Hello?
This is Don't Trip Podcast. Hello? Oh my God. Hear me?
That's super cool. I can. Yeah, I'm at work, but I was like, I got to go on break.
Oh.
No, that's super cool.
Oh, bet. Well, we don't want to take too much of your breakup. Let us know what's up. What's happening? The question scenario.
Oh, God. I do what I want here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Run it then, boss.
No, I basically run the store. So I kind of just dictate what I do at this point. But Respect. No, that's super cool. I'm all the way out from Oregon, so I'm going to move to Colorado. But yeah, you guys are awesome. I listen to your podcast every day before I work out.
Hey, that's dope.
It's a weekly thing.
Weekly thing. It's bi-weekly now. We got you more content, so you'll be enjoying.
Oh, exciting. I use your guys' Sinclair Pivot all the time. My friends are real sick of me, but that's like always been my thing. So I love that shit.
Hey, we like. Glad you like it. Hope you try it on a guy one time. See if it works.
But anywho, yeah. So my, I guess, question or situation is: so I started talking to this new guy, and he's super cool. Get along really well. Barely meets the height requirement, but it's okay. We're just like, it's okay. But like, I don't know. Do I just like keep going with the flow? Do I like hope like just like not get in my own way, or just like do like, I don't know. I just want any like good informational advice on like things to or not to do, because I'm an overthinker. I guess. I don't know.
Don't trip.
We got you.
So you're thinking, you said you're an overthinker. Do you know what you want from, like, are you looking for a relationship? Are you looking for a cuddle buddy? Are you looking for tooted and booted?
No, absolutely. Like, I'm a person who, like, dates with intent. Like, I've never been built for hookup culture. I think, like, people who are, like, more power to you, I guess. Like, I'm just not like that. But I don't know. Like, I said that, like, very, like, beginning. And, like, it's cool. Like, we talk all the time. But, like, I just, I don't know. Like, the dating pool is contaminated. Right. So it's very, like, scary out here.
Yeah, well, I think the first thing that stood out to me when you were describing your situation is you say he barely fits the height requirement. So that means that there is a required, that you have a list, right? A checkbox list of what you would prefer in a guy. Yes, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty much what is making you overthink a little bit. It's because maybe he doesn't check off a few of the boxes. So you might be a little hesitant to, you know, just put yourself out there and just give it your all, which I think that's a reason why people should not have checklists, because you count out so many people before you give them the chance to really know them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, what, I mean, are you guys?
There are a lot of the boxes. I mean, yeah. The homie's got a therapist. I was like, oh shit, that's the biggest green flag I've seen in a long time. Like, I don't know. Like, he's just really cool. This is like one of those, like, you click with another person, it's like, that's super cool. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, so what's holding you back then?
I haven't moved to Colorado yet, and he's in Colorado. But I mean, okay. I haven't like met him. I mean, I FaceTime him and stuff all the time, but like I haven't like hung out with him.
So are you going to Colorado soon?
Yes, I move at the end of the month on the 29th. Long 18-hour drive, but I'm excited.
Yeah, so you guys set up a time where you guys are going to meet and, like, go out on your first date or anything like that?
I guess. I don't know if it, like, counts as a date. Like, do you have to say it's a date? How do you know it's a date?
Hello?
Oh, she's jammed. Oh. How's it going?
It's going.
Hello?
Oh, hey. Oh, we lost you. We lost you.
I said, you know, how do you know, like, do you have to say it's a date for it to be a date, or like, is it just one? Because I've had that happen where like I was talking to a dude and anytime we hung out, I was like, no, like, we're just friends. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, that's a lot of waste of time. Appreciate that.
No, I don't think technically you got to say it's a date to make it a date, especially if you never like met the person. I think it's important that you meet him face to face first before you like, you know, move on emotionally with your feelings, because you haven't met him face to face yet, right?
Right.
Yeah. No, that's a huge part of it, because once y'all see each other, you're actually gonna get that physical attraction aspect. Who knows? You might not even like his voice in person. That hype might be something that really you can't mess with. Like, you not looking up at buddy, you got pretty much eye level probably. Or whatever, yeah, requirement. I mean, maybe you require like 6'5 or 6'3, but like, you feel me?
It's usually like my height or taller, and I'm telling like 5'7.5, and he's like 5'7, and I was like, oh, okay, like that's a little short for me, but okay.
Yeah. No, I say meet him before any decisions are made, like putting your actual, meet him a couple times before any decisions are made. So first time, get a feel for it. Like, see if he has the mannerisms that you could really like, whether it be how he respects the waitress that you're at the restaurant with, whether how he, if he opens the door for you, if that's your requirement, just see is like how polite he is. And then see if he continues that over the couple times. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, after the first date are actually going to, if they keep hitting you up, that then you'll know that it's something they actually want to try to keep going for a little bit, see if it wants to go anywhere. But
yeah,
they won't know until that first date. It's really easy to keep a girl around just to have someone to talk to, say, oh, I got someone on my phone, like type stuff. So until y'all meet, I don't think you should make that decision.
Okay, that sounds good. I appreciate y'all.
All right, of course, don't trip. We got you. Hope that advice helped, but thanks for listening. We really appreciate the support.
Of course. No, thanks for making good content. I love listening to it. Well, hopefully you guys have a good one.
Of course. Thank you. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bro, that's that checklist that we was talking about. That girl be having that checklist. And this why yeah. Like, people don't realize what the average height of a dude is. So she, like, no. For me, it sounded like she was only concerned because buddy's 5'7". Everything else is good. Like, she said he's checking a lot of the boxes. And it's just it's the height that's getting them. Mm-hmm. And this is why girls are missing out on good dudes, because they be having a checklist, and height's always going to be up at the top, and it's always going to hold you back.
I get it though. I feel like there are some girls that are okay with whatever height. I feel like a lot of girls do want a bigger height, but a lot of guys want a bigger bust and a bigger booty. Like, it's like whatever is going to get you there. Like, a lot of girls, if you're not taller than me, if you're not really showing me that you're the manly man or whatever, it just can't, like, that's something that can't.
But here's the thing, though. If you're talking to two people, right, and one person fits every physical box, right, they have the booty, the face, they have the look that you like, right? And then on the other hand, there's the girl who doesn't necessarily have the fattest butt or the most drop-dead gorgeous face. But she fits every single other category.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now. He's picking the one that looks better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the generation that we live in. They're picking the looks over everything that actually matters in a relationship. And that's why it don't fucking work.
I'm saying that if you're talking to both people. If it was just that one girl who has everything at the time, I think that they would pick that person. Like, they realize it, like, they wouldn't be so blinded by the physical attraction of the other person that it wouldn't even be a thing, and they'd be actually get to know the other person. But if it's a two competition, I don't know if they're picking. They're definitely keeping the nice person along as a friend, best friend, relationship, situation type of thing. But the other person.
See, I don't necessarily agree with you on the first one, in that they're picking that person if it's the only person that they're talking to, because they will have those barriers up that won't let them take it any further because they don't have the physicalness, the booty, like you said, the face, you know what I'm talking about,
the height, the height, whatever. Yeah, but like you just said, the reason that relationships are failing nowadays is because people aren't giving the time to actually get to know each other and stuff like that. So I'm saying, if it's just that one person, you're giving them that time, and if they prove it to you that, like, that emotional aspect is something that you can get with, like, for real, and they're actually going to care about you, I think it could work out.
I always think, you're right. Emotional connection is stronger than a physical connection, because there's always going to be somebody that look better. There's always going to be somebody that has something better than the person you're with or whatever. There's always going to be better. Them checklists be knocking about 50% of relationships out of the – it just can't happen.
Actually, all right, let's hit this next caller real quick. Then we can try to get some Don't Trip University. If not, we'll get that next episode. Yo, this is Don't Trip Podcast. How you doing? Hello,
doing great. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for answering. How you doing? What's your day looking like? You chilling?
Yeah, just chilling right now. I'll keep it short because I know y'all got a lot of these to get through. So thank you for calling. But I'll give you my scenario. So I've been in a year and a half situationship with a guy. I know it's bad, but it's more like I didn't really want a relationship at first and kind of kept things casual. But I confess my feelings to him about 2 times now, and every time he tells me he's not ready for a relationship because he's in law school and he got to worry about that. But now that law school's over, I told him, you know, I still have feelings, and he told me he's still not ready for a relationship. So basically, I kind of cut things off, told him he doesn't respect me. And, you know, I listen to y'all's podcast, and I'm not trying to stamp over him. And since then...
Preach, Green.
Yeah. Since then, you know, we happen to live in the same apartment complex. He will not leave me alone. Every time he sees me, he makes sure to say hi to me. He's even invited me to hang out, but every time we hang out now, it's completely platonic. So I don't get it. And my question to you guys is, what does it mean when a guy says he's not ready for a relationship, but he keeps communication open and tells you that he cares about you?
Don't trip.
We got you. Justice got a lot to say about this. I'm not going to sue you.
Yeah.
So we've talked about this in a couple episodes, I think. The last one I specifically remember was with Jay Mitch. We talked about how guys don't want to close that door. There's that middle zone that just, you have an inch to either put them in the friend zone or an inch to either get in their panties. So that middle zone is something that a lot of guys try to stick with. Now, props to you for cutting that off, because like, bro wasn't living up to his word. Bro wasn't following his actions. And if you go watch the YouTube video on this, it might be a little bit, but Justice just gives you a montage of his emotions during your whole story. So you might enjoy that. But I think that do you still have feelings for this guy? Is a real question.
What was the question?
Do you still have feelings for this guy?
Yeah, I still have feelings for this guy. Of course.
Yep. And he knows
like
that.
A year and a half. He knows that. We both confess our feelings to each other. He knows.
And he's using that to full advantage.
Full advantage. Guys, like, they'll come back. I don't think you should be even having a platonic friendship with him if that's the case. Until maybe your all emotions are gone, then maybe you can have a platonic friendship, bring that back. But as long as you're feeling something, you're not going to be able to move on if you are stuck in this situationship with him. Like, talking to him, checking up on him, you need to definitely emotionally attach from him before you can get on to the next phase of your life. Because guys know the hold they have on girls. I'm not going to cap to you. Like, they know if they can... You just said you have a platonic relationship. I hope you're not. I hope you haven't cooked for him. I hope you haven't cleaned for him. I hope
platonic. I'm not cooking or nothing unless I got a ring on his finger.
Good queen. As you should. So yeah, I think that you just need to hold off on the friendship even, because it seems like he realized what he lost when he was doing all that begging and stuff. So he might have even just lost you as a friend. But if he's just taking advantage of that, you need to get over your feelings first and worry about you first before you're okay being friends with him.
That's big facts.
Yeah, but I feel like when I tell him that I don't want to be friends with him, like, he takes it personal and takes it like I'm leaving him in his time of need, and I feel sad because, like, I feel like he still cares. And if he tells me he still cares, then maybe I shouldn't walk away. And I know, like, y'all are saying, like, maybe he's just keeping me in his duffy, but at this point it's like, what's the point of keeping me in your duffy after a year and a half? Like, you know, kind of just like walk away situations. Like, it's not like he's ugly. He could pull any girl he wants. So why are you bothering me?
This is really good points you're bringing up here. And it's really making me think, actually. Because you're saying everything. And I'm like, he just wants to fuck. That's basically like, wants all the physical stuff without calling you his girlfriend or anything like that. But you're making really good points about reasons why he's keeping you around, because it doesn't really make sense.
But the thing is, he might be over this. Like, he might just want you as a friend. And the thing is, that's why I'm saying you need to focus on you and getting over your emotions. Like, because it sounds like you're the only one that is feeling something in this relationship right now. So he's cool with being platonic. Yeah. I'm sorry. It sounds like you're the only one feeling something. Like, especially if he hasn't tried anything with you, it sounds like he thinks you're like his best friend or his really good friend, then he just wants a friend. So I think that you need to step back and tell him if you need to step back, need your own time, and just get over those feelings that you're having. No cap to you.
All right, thanks, I appreciate it, I appreciate the honesty.
Of course. Sorry. Hey, sorry, you know, you always keep it real.
Hey, you are doing great, because most girls would have just gave in and gave him what he wanted and hope for the best, but you're fighting and you're putting yourself first, and you've done that since the jump, so I applaud you for that, for sure.
I mean, he already done had it, so I mean, at this point doesn't matter, but I appreciate it.
Sorry. We appreciate. Okay. Just let us know. We appreciate your support. You sound like you listen to our stuff, and it's really like, we always appreciate our real big fans. If you ever need anything, just DM us again. We can talk about whatever more extensively or another scenario. We always enjoy the people that enjoy talking to us.
Thank you.
We can try to get you back.
No, thank you guys. You guys are doing amazing work. If it wasn't for you guys, I'd probably be out here sipping after half the guys that chase me. So thank you so much for giving us the real insight and giving me the true tea on it. So thanks.
You know, we got you. We got you.
Don't ever trip.
All right, girly. Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Dear. All right, Jay. I'm not going to cap to you. My taxi's here, fool. Hey, if y'all didn't know, I'm on an island right now. Oh, the taxi just drove off without me. No cap to you.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
Hey, all right, I got to go. Sorry to cut this episode short. If it's short, we will get to Don't Trip University and get y'all right another episode. It's not funny.
Your ass gonna be running, huh, boy?
I'm not finna run after no car. If it don't come back for me, it looks like it's Netflix type. Or just chilling. But after that test, bro, I bombed that joint. I need to go enjoy myself for a second. That test was.
Hey, go ahead.
Literally.
Take some time for yourself, my boy. I already know how it is.
Yeah, man. I already studied a little bit today, even though we have a little bit of a break. I'm studying for the next module. I'm trying to get it in.
There you go. Get that mind right, cuz. You feel me?
Get that mind right, man. Hey, man, but that was good. I liked our two callers today. There's real supporters.
For sure.
Everyone else?
Huh?
Go like, comment, subscribe. More episodes
leave
coming.
Leave those ratings on Spotify. Yerp. And make sure. No, yerp. I was about to say, use Don't Trip. For 20% off Manscaped.
Is your bush have a problem?
Hey, make sure y'all use
got bush?
Don't Trip code for 20% off.
DONTTRIP. Come on.
I know you guys think you sweaty ass.
20%
off with the code Don't Trip on manscaped.com for your sweaty boy ass boy.
Sweaty boy. Hey, did you know that the more hair, the more smell? So if you get rid of that joint, you're going to smell it.
And then she really going to sucky, sucky, wucky, wucky.
Whoa. Whoa. Sucky, sucky, wucky, wucky. Cut the tape. Don't trip.